right there. I hope that you're okay. So I did a recording a few days ago. I was feeling pretty emotional, but I thought, fuck it, you know, let's record it. Don't cry that often. Let's get it down on tape. Let's own these tears. Be proud of the tears. But the problem with a recording like that is you're going to concern your friends and family who are rightly going to ask, hope you're okay. Well, of course, your real friends will ask a different question. They'll say, you're not okay. Clearly, what's going on? Can I listen to you? Try to offer some words, and thank God for those friends, those 100% friends that really care. Thank God for those people. And then there's the other friends, probably those that don't listen to this podcast, that start messages with, hope you're okay, you know, which is fine. But the issue with that is, it's not even a question, is it? Often there's no question mark. That's the sign that they really don't give a shit whether you're okay or not. They just want to say, hope you're okay. Now, here's what I want from you. Which is fair enough. You know, we all do it. I do it. But when I do it, this is just an open shout out to anyone that I do this to, anyone that I ever message. I do genuinely care whether you're okay. I'm doing this thing in my new show about telling the truth of what's going on in our lives, because we often don't do that, you know? Even to our closest 100% friends, and even crucially to ourselves. That podcast 2 days ago was unedited and unfiltered. That was exactly how I felt in that moment. Because I'm a comedian, you often don't get that, do you? You get exaggeration. When a comedian says a funny thing happened on the way to the gig, I only believe them if they say, yeah, I got on a bus. Because nothing else is true. Exaggeration. I hate it. That's why I was quite pleased when the airports closed during the pandemic. So much exaggeration at airports. The worst one is, if you leave your bags unattended, they may be destroyed by the authorities. It's not going to happen, is it? There's one thing I know about airports, there's x-ray machines and sniffer dogs. At worst, if you leave your bag unattended, it may be opened by the authorities and then immediately returned to you if you've put that little address and name and phone number inside. That's why I can't get on board with the Bible. So much exaggeration in the Bible. Water into wine, walking on water, I believe that. Then we have to believe he walked on wine. Bullshit. Too much exaggeration is exactly that. You know, it's too much. But you know, too little exaggeration, and that's the problem as well. You get the truth, don't you? Who wants too much of the truth? Well, I do. You know, if I pass you a message saying, hope you're okay, know that that's just bullshit shorthand. You know, I do actually care. Because we need everyone to care right now. Those below 100% can easily get to 100% friends. All they have to do is put that question mark at the end of hope you're okay and mean it. I want to hear the answer, even if it's no. And that way, we'll be a little more okay. Hope you're okay anyway. And come to see my new show, Hot Tub God. Because tragedy plus time equals comedy. means this one is going to be far more than just okay.